let's move to item 15, the compliance or 2022 compliance activity plan.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's 2022 already. So I'll direct you to page 11, which is the anticipated activity that we'll be working on this year. There's a number of large projects that you're aware of internally. One of the biggest ones is the build out and design and build out of the new pension administration system. So the compliance department, myself and Christina Dorn, our compliance business analyst, will be working with Jasmine, our member services manager, Tim in retirement, Christina Dunn, our deputy CEO, and even Henry in accounting. As we work through all the functional requirements, we're looking at the workflows, we're looking at the documentation, and to ensure that not only do we have the efficiencies that the new system is going to provide, but we also have the checks, balances, control, and audit functionality that we need. And also mapping the required activities to board regs, to government code, to internal revenue code, and other items that we need to consider to ensure that everything would be operating appropriately. So there's a lot in the documentation side that will be supporting the different departments going into this year. We already did one project, which was mapping the functional requirements of the business activities and the operational activities within the system to CERL, Internal Revenue Code, and so forth already. So we'll be continuing with that project through the course of this year. Along with that, this was a good opportunity to leverage off of that work to look at operational activity reporting. So because we're touching each of the items through the various departments, accounting, member services, retirement services, and admin as well, we're looking at all the existing documentation and workflow items and written procedures that exist to ensure that they're consistent with what needs to be completed, but also to look at the opportunities on the trending and tracking reporting. So our reporting is more efficient. So we've got more information that will be actionable. Actionable meaning the amount of time it takes to actually roll up a report, if it's off system, to ensure that there would be a solution if it relates to the pension administration system, but also looking at how we can leverage the information that we already have. So we have a timely look that if something is occurring, the people that need to know, whether it's a supervisor or manager, the executives actually have notification in a timely way. So whatever the issue that pops up can be addressed in a timely fashion. So we're going to be looking at that through the course of this year. And then lastly, it's about time that we look at all of the member-facing documentation. I know through retirement services, member services, and admin, they're already doing a project and reviewing all the guides. Compliance is actually taking a look at all the member reference documentation that's out there on the website through the manuals that are there, looking at updates to the employer audit and the employer reference guide as well, to make sure that as things have changed over the last number of years, that all of the updates have been captured and that we have the best and most current information available for our members and our participating employers. So any questions about that part of the compliance activity plan?
Dennis had his hand up, I think. Yes, mm-hmm. Dennis.
I just have a question, mostly basically just for my education. I'm looking for anticipated audits for 2022, and it lists pretty much all individual departments for Contra Costa County. My understanding was CICERA mostly cares about payroll or like HR. So why? What is basically being done for individual departments?
Well, with the individual departments, we found that although the employer, the county in general, is responsible for all the onboarding and everything, we found that a lot of the workflow and activity actually falls to the individual departments. And in previous departmental audits that we've done throughout the county, we've seen various experiences in how onboarding paperwork has been completed. The enrollment affidavit, all the required disclosure forms and the items that need to be submitted to the retirement system. And over the course of the last number of years in several department audit reports, we've identified where there's been gaps in the communication and then what the requirements are. In some cases, there's we've observed some older forms, enrollment forms being used, and also timeliness is another item that had timeliness and completion are two items that have popped up as well through the department audits. You'll see that it is just county departments at this point, because with the completion of the Contra Costa Fire Protection District employer audit, we've completed the first round of employer audits of all the districts that are participating with CICERA. So we're focusing now just on the remainder of the county departments that we haven't had a visit with yet.
Yeah, I think I would just generally add on to that. It's question scale, Dennis. I think the county, it's a large, multifaceted entity. So there are departments within the county. Many of the departments, probably most, are larger than most of the cities in the county. Right. In terms of structure, administration, complexity of operations. So they're treated as individual entities for that reason.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, because I just saw that. Regardless what department you start, you get your onboarding packet from HR anyway. But
right. But
you're right, there might be some like local documents, right? Like internal right. Documents of the department. Yeah, thank you.
Yep. And that's in fact been the history. Each department has a structure and a functionality that's different from another. So,
right,
Jerry, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that even though Raleigh just casually suggested that they have finished these special district audits and whatnot, it could easily be dismissed as kind of, well, that's their job. But my historical sense of this is these are difficult audits to put together. And so I think I want to applaud Raleigh and his staff, as well as the departments and districts that have responded as appropriately and professionally as they have. This is tough work. It's important work. And it sounds like it's been very well done. So
yeah, agreed. Thank you, Jerry, for saying that. And kudos to Raleigh and his team. Yeah, there's no doubt. Mike, you had your hand up.
Yes, I agree with Jerry 100%. And I think the reference to the letter that Raleigh and his staff received from Contra Costa Fire pretty much says it all. I mean, they thank them for a thorough and professional job. And I think they do that on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's not often you thank your invasive surgeon for all the fine work. So,
yeah. And actually, a lot of credit I'll give to Christina Dorn, our compliance business analyst. She comes with a strong audit background as well. So she's been, especially working virtually, she's been the point contact in a number of the audits for the last couple of years. So,
yeah. All right. Excellent. So does that conclude, Raleigh?
If there's no questions of either the activity or the audits that are anticipated for this year, that would be it.
Great. Well, thank you. I don't see any other hands up. And the whole subject matter of finishing up on the importance of audits and